Catch Living Healthy Chicago this Saturday at 9 a.m. Learn about the struggles and successes of everyday Chicagoans with health and fitness. Living Healthy Saturday at 9 a.m. on WGN-TV.
Keep listening between now and 6 o'clock, it says here. But I have a feeling about this. Okay. That it might be earlier than that. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. They won't tell me exactly when these things go because they're afraid I'm going to say it on the air.
It's a need-to-know basis.
Right.
And you don't need to know.
Like at 4:52. They don't want me to say that. But oh, wait, I just said it. Damn it!
Is that the That's not the time.
Oh,
you're just making that
no,
up.
No, it is 4:52.
What?
Oh, man.
Is that really... Did they put it in writing right there for you?
They shouldn't have done that.
That was a mistake.
4:52. At 4:52, well, I'll announce it, and then you have to be a certain number caller and blah, 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 blah. But what you do get is four passes to the 12th Annual Blackhawks Convention on July 26th to the 28th at the Hilton Chicago, featuring current players, alumni, autograph, photo sessions, Q&A panels, exhibits, interactive games, and so much more. Blackhawks.com to purchase your passes today.
Yeah, typically sells out, doesn't it? I mean, it's a fun time. Very fun.
Yeah, very, very fun. All right, now, so stay tuned. Stay close. 4:52. Now, we didn't say what time zone, did we?
No.
All right. Okay, what is the most dangerous... When you stop and you think, what's the most dangerous animal on the planet Earth? You know what... Well, sometimes you stop and, like, at the zoo, they say, what's the most dangerous predator? Do you ever remember this at the Lincoln Park Zoo?
Sure, I went to zoo camp.
And they had like a they had this thing where it looked like a cage, and it was, what's the most dangerous animal on Earth? And you looked in it, it was a mirror, just to like just like totally mess with you.
Man,
yeah, well, it was the '70s, you know, so they wanted it. It was a very self hating decade, so that was the whole. That was like, oh look, oh we're so bad, right? Well, it turns out that the most dangerous animal on the planet Earth,
yeah, is
Rebecca Fife. Director of Research for Landmark Pest Management. What is the most dangerous animal on Earth?
Hi, Ro. Hi, Anna. The most dangerous creature on Earth, which has killed more people than all the wars in history, is none other than the mosquito.
The mosquito!
The mosquito!
That's the most dangerous animal. You know, forget about the lions and the tigers and the wildebeest. Forget about the hippopotamus or whatever they say is the most dangerous thing in Africa. Forget about all of that. Forget about snakes.
Alligators.
It's nothing. It's the mosquito. And Rebecca, is it my imagination or is this mosquito season the worst I've ever seen?
Well, considering we've had 8.25 inches of rain in the month of May, making it the wettest May since meteorologists started keeping track in Chicago, it's no surprise that we have a little higher of a population of floodplain mosquitoes than usual.
Oh, man. Because they like the standing water, right?
They do, absolutely. That's actually, so the ones that like the standing water are vector mosquitoes, which are the ones that transmit West Nile virus. And luckily, the ones that like the fresh rainwater, the slightly flowing water, are the floodplain mosquitoes that are less likely to transmit disease.
So what do we have more of right now?
Yeah, well, we have more mosquitoes because of the flooding. Luckily, they're the kind that are unlikely to transmit any diseases.
Oh, good.
Oh, so, like, all right, so let's talk about, can we just, for a second, talk about West Nile? Because West Nile, you know, has been a point of hysteria for the last 20 years in America as soon as it got here. I remember they closed down in the summer of 2000. I was in New York City, and they closed down Central Park in New York City because they found a mosquito that was, you know, had West Nile. And they didn't want anybody going in the park for the entire weekend. It was a weekend in June. It was like crazy.
They identified one mosquito was
there?
Well,
they were capturing mosquitoes and looking for. That's what we do here too.
Okay.
Because West Nile had moved its way, and there was like everybody went nutty kazoozoo because it was like, what is going to happen here? And West Nile is, you know, there's no question, it's very dangerous, very bad. I had a friend years ago who passed away from it. It's a real deal. But it's not a it's not as wildly virulent and uncontrolled as it is in other parts of the world, I suppose.
Sure. We became aware of West Nile in Illinois in 2001. And by 2002, Illinois actually led the nation in West Nile cases with about, I think it was 884 human cases and about 67 or so deaths that year. And we're not doing so hot now either. In terms of the 50 United States, we're actually the sixth worst in terms of the number of West Nile cases. So we really do need to be careful in Illinois when we're outdoors, especially for people over 50 who are more likely to be sickened and have a worse outcome if they do contract the virus.
Oh, my God. Why did you have to bring that part up?
I'm just itching thinking about mosquitoes. I mean, they have been pretty crazy already. I mean, I've noticed them, haven't you? When you've been out and about, it's like you're swatting at them. And it does this continue for how many weeks? What is their typical life cycle and where we expect this so many of them to be around?
Well, when the heat and dryness of the summer kicks in, the floodplain mosquito populations are actually going to decrease. And that's when, unfortunately, because of the decrease in mosquito populations, people tend to let their guard down about wearing repellent. And that's when the hot, dry weather mosquitoes, the vector mosquitoes, tend to come out, and those are the disease-transmitting mosquitoes. So there's fewer of them, but they have worse consequences if you're bitten by them.
How are we looking in the Northwest burbs? Is that a hotbed for the skeeters this year? It seems like my backyard is like the Amazon jungle. It's insane. There's massive bugs everywhere. It's just like, it feels like a swamp in my backyard.
The crocodile back there now?
It kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, if you back up to a forest preserve or anything, I mean, the enemy of mosquitoes, sort of their kryptonite, is drying out. So the cover provided by the trees and the moisture of a forested area or a really beautifully landscaped yard will make you have to deal with more mosquitoes. But we can all do a number of modifications around our properties as homeowners or as renters to help reduce the population, especially of those, you know, summer mosquitoes, the hot weather mosquitoes, the vector mosquitoes that tend to spread disease. So what we can do is do a survey of our properties, dump out every bird bath, kiddie pool, anything that holds water at least once a week. And the thing I'm guilty of is I don't clean my gutters quite enough. So I get a little bit of standing water in my gutters, and that's a real danger because that's the stagnant water that the disease-causing mosquitoes need, and it will make you more likely to be bitten by them in your own yard. So it's important to get up there or have someone get up there and get those gutters cleaned out so there's no standing water up there either.
How often do you have to do that?
Well, if water is able to build up in there, the mosquito life cycle can complete itself in under 2 weeks.
So leaves from previous falls.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, if people are really negligent with their gutters, which I've known to have been. Yeah. I have some good news for you, though.
Oh,
you know, a lot of
finally.
People are really A lot of people are really afraid about Zika, and luckily in Illinois, you don't need to worry about Zika, at least not right now. The only cases that have been confirmed in Illinois are associated with travel. So people went, you know, to another country, they came back, they brought Zika with them, they went and donated blood or were tested for some other reason, and their blood sample was found to have Zika. They linked it back.
Can we go through the all the diseases we can get from mosquitoes in alphabetical order, please? Zika being the last.
Ro, you'll think you have all of them.
West Nile close to the last, but what else can I get
malaria.
From mosquito? Malaria, that's in the middle.
You know, there are a lot of similar diseases similar to West Nile that are encephalitis or meningitis. They tend to be named after the places where they have the biggest outbreak. So there's going to be a St. Louis encephalitis, a California encephalitis, and they're all really similar diseases. So that's going to be the most common condition. Another risk of mosquito bites that we don't really hear very much about is they cause secondary infections when people scratch them. So we need to really keep on kids and keep on people to, you know, not create a worse wound when they get a mosquito bite because it probably would have been harmless. So I think people should get some, you know, topical anti-itch cream and put it on there so they don't rip it themselves.
So how often do you guys test for this stuff, Rebecca? And are you noticing, what are the trends you're noticing so far?
You know, we do mosquito surveillance all the time. We, in addition to doing it on a small scale on an individual's property, we do mosquito surveillance on a municipal level where drones or even airplanes are used to find bodies of water. And all of the catch basins, we have a larvicide product that we can put in ditches and catch basins that prevent the mosquitoes from going from egg to adult. So it prevents them from ever getting into the air and flying and being able to spread diseases. And those products have a really gentle environmental impact. They're not harmful to fish. They're not harmful to water or to mammals. So that's really the most environmentally sound way to control them. Once we miss the opportunity to control them that way, the next best way to control them is to, drive around in the mosquito trucks and apply a product in the air. And that is actually slightly less effective on those vector mosquitoes that cause disease because they tend to bite during the day as well as at night, and that spraying is only done at night, so it's missing the ones that are active during the day. So we really do need to find the sources, eliminate the water sources, and use a larvicide product in the water where they're going to be breeding. We can do some things as individuals, too. I mean, I don't mean to get hate mail if I ruin the summer sundress season by telling people to wear, long sleeves and long pants, but it's really important when we're out at dusk and between dusk and dawn that we, wear long sleeves and long pants. And a lot of people don't like to put repellent directly on their skin, so that's a great way to be able to use a really effective repellent that contains like 20 to 30% DEET, or the alternative product, Picardin, if you're a person like me who has sensitivity where DEET makes my lips tingle and makes me hallucinate.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
773, does drinking more beer help repel mosquitoes?
That's a really good question. A lot of things attract mosquitoes, and I've heard that people who drink a lot of beer or have smelly feet, I think one research study said, might actually attract more.
Smelly feet.
You might get more mosquito bites, but if you drink enough beer, you might not care that you were getting mosquito bites,
okay.
At least not until
the
next
beer.
Day.
Yeah. Thank you.
You still like beer.
Rebecca Fife, Director of Research, Landmark Pest Management. Thank you, Rebecca.
It's my pleasure. We have a wildlife hotline and a mosquito hotline that people can call to get free help. It's 847-870-7175.
All right. There we go. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
right.
Rebecca.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what would help be? You call and you say, I need help. I got bitten by a mosquito.
There's a mosquito attacking me. Hurry up. It's chasing me around my yard.
Mosquito got in my house. I'm calling for
It's still here. I don't know where. It's got a knife.
I can hear it.
There's a mosquito that has just stepped into the Starbucks and it's not paying for its coffee. I can hear the 911
We're in the freezer.
Now. Right.
We're in the freezer. We can only hold on for so long.
It's so cold in
Very
here.
Cold.
Hello, 911. There's a mosquito that's moved into the Starbucks. We've moved everybody into the freezer. We're here now. Two of our customers are lying in the cold case. By the way, there's also a black guy here, too.
Oh,
so if you could send police as quickly as possible. And pray for us in the meantime.
Roast strong.
Oh,
no,
God.
Rebecca has a lot of information, for people who do want to call.
Yeah.
That's all I thought about, is being chased by a mosquito.
I just want to stop. That whole thing when people were calling 911 because there's a black person in their restaurant, that was a whole thing in the spring, and now it's over. I mean, what did we fix that problem?
That stopped.
Or did we just stop taking the 911 calls and putting them on the air? Because you got to figure this. There was one last week. There was some woman that lost her poop about something.
Someone walking through a park.
Yeah, it was right.
I think they have their own Facebook page now. White people calling police on black people.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty bad. There's a lot of examples.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, the Starbucks one was the best ever.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The panic in their voices.
We're all moving into the freezer.
You're not going to believe it. They're just sitting there. I think we're in danger.
They want to use the bathroom.
One of them's sipping a coffee.
That looks like the scary one, too. And he ordered a mocha.
He ordered a mocha.
I didn't even know those people drank mochas. Hurry, please get here.
All right. I don't know how we turned mosquitoes into that, but we somehow
we went there.
I don't know. It took a turn. It is. I think if we take one thing away from the mosquito conversation, it's put on repellent, if you can.
And get rid of your standing water, as always.